Please
send your Bibles to the book of Galatians.
我们在讲解加拉太书, 所以我们已经来到第二章, 我们要从第十一节看到二十一节。
We're in the study of the book of Galatians, and today we have arrived at verse 11, and we'll be looking at verse 11 through verse 21.
所以我们要用 这段圣经要把这段圣经解释给大家听主的意思。
And we want to be explaining to everyone what God means, what God intends in this passage.
请大家打开加拉太书第二章第十一节说，后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可这之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，即使他们来到，就因怕。 奉各利的人就退去与外邦人隔开了，其余的犹太人也假随着他假装假，甚至巴拿巴也随火装假。但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：“你既是犹太人，若行。” 随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？第十五节，我们生来是犹太人，不是外邦人的，不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义。 不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法称义。我们若求在基督里称义，却认识罪人吗？难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。我们素来所拆毁若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。因律法像律法，因我因律法就像律法。 死了，叫我们可以像神活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面，在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。我们不废掉神的恩。义若是借着律法得的，基督是徒然死了。
Galatians 2:11-21. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? For we ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. But if, in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then what? A servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no reason, no purpose.
其实这段圣经,如果你仔细看呢,它是在讲假冒为善,或者是讲 hypocrisy.
If you look at this passage, it speaks of hypocrisy.
所以在这里你注意看到, 这里讲到一个 hypocrisy 就在这个字，我们在英文华文圣经翻译成装假。
This word is his hypocrisy.
所以在这边你看到，在这里他说第十三节，他说and the rest of the Jew, 就是说其的人看见也装假。
It says in verse 13, and the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically.
那么这个巴拿巴也是装假。
And in fact, Barnabas was also led astray by their hypocrisy.
所以这边是基本上在讲什么呢？这边讲是讲这个假冒为善，或者说做虚伪，或者是口是心非。
This is about acting in a way that is false or it's putting on a mask.
所以今天呢，我们活在一个假冒为善的社会里面。
And today we live in a society that is hypocritical.
我们很多人发现，很多人没有人讲实话。
We find that people don't speak the truth anymore.
每一个人都在撒谎。
Everyone is lying.
丈夫向妻子撒谎，妻子向丈夫撒谎。
Husbands and wives lie to each other.
孩子向父母撒谎，父母向孩子撒谎。
Children lie to their parents and parents lie to their children.
所以生意的伙伴也是在彼此撒谎。
Even in the business world, people are lying.
顾客向这个商家向顾客都在撒谎。
Businessmen lie to their customers, and customers lie to the merchant.
那么我们也发现到很多政治的这个环境里面都是充满了假冒为善、虚伪的这种的风气。
And in these environments, we see that there's a lot of hypocrisy and lying.
现在我们已经很清楚接受叫做 fake news。
We've become so familiar with the term fake news.
大家没有人讲实话。
Nobody speaks the truth.
每一个人都是装出来的。
Everyone is acting.
包括基督徒。
Including Christians.
我们看看我们的基督徒圈子里面是不是也是充满了这种假冒为善的这种风气呢？
Even in our Christian circles, do we not also see this hypocritical life?
现在有很多人自称是什么呢？他们是耶稣基督的间谍 spy。
A lot of people are self-proclaimed spies in Christendom.
因为什么呢？有些人问他，哎，原来你是基督徒，我都不知道你是基督徒。原来我认识你这么久，我原来不知道你是基督徒。
And some people would say of them, "Oh, you are Christian. I didn't know. I have known you for so long. I didn't even know you were a believer."
那么这个基督徒怎么样回答这个问题呢
？As a Christian, how do I respond to it?
是 how do I have? 我有一个朋友，他怎么样回答这个问题呢
？I have a friend. How would he respond to that?
他回答说什么呢？哦，原来你不知道我是耶稣基督的间谍，我在这边观察，不要让人家知道我的身份。
His response was, "Oh, I am a spy of God, and I'm here to anonymously, so nobody knows."
说没有人知道我是基督徒的身份。
So nobody knows my identity as a Christian.
不是的，我们必须要活出基督的福音。
No, we should be living out our lives in Christ.
我们必须要把我们的信仰活出来。
We should be living our faith out.
就是这段圣经里面所要讲的。
And that's what this passage is talking about.
所以在这边发生什么事情呢？我们知道，在第二章第一到第十节是在讲，彼得在讲，在耶路撒冷之间发生的事情。
In the earlier part of this chapter, we see that Paul's talking about what happened in Jerusalem.
那么在这边呢，他的镜头已经改了，变成了在安提阿发生的事情。
But here the scene has changed, and he's now in Antioch.
在安提阿里面呢，发生什么事情呢？在安提阿里面呢，发现呢，原来彼得呢，在跟弟兄姐妹一起吃饭。
And what's happened in Antioch right now is we see the scene of Peter having meals with the disciples.
所以他跟那些还没有受割礼的，就是没有这个受割礼的外邦人一起吃饭啊，跟他们一起吃喝，到他们家里跟他们有很好的团契。
And here Peter is fellowshipping with these Gentiles. He spends time with them. He eats with them.
所以在第十一节说，后来基法来到安提阿，因为他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。为什么呢？十二节说，雅各那里来的人未到以前，他和外邦人一同吃饭，以及他们来到的时候，就因怕割礼，与他们退去，与外邦人隔开了。
And Paul enters the scene in verse 11 and says, "But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party.
所以彼得本来好好的跟大家一起吃饭，大家一起交通，大家都很开心。 突然间有一群人来了，这一群人是从雅各那一群那边的人来了。And
so we see Peter has been eating with them and spending time with them, fellowshipping with them. And all of a sudden, a bunch of people, certain men, came from James.
所以他说从雅各那边来的时候呢，这些人呢坚持说必须要有收割礼才能够信耶稣。And
evidently, these people felt like there was a need for believers to be circumcised in order to receive.
所以一个外邦人呢，你要信耶稣呢，首先你要成为，你必须要收割礼，成为这个犹太人，然后才可以信耶稣。And
basically what they were saying was, in order for you to become a believer, you had first to be circumcised, become a Jew, only then could you receive.
那么彼得看到这些人来了，他就赶快变了脸色，就赶快离开，跟他跟外邦人隔开了。And
when these people came, all of a sudden Peter changed his attitude towards them, and he distanced himself from them.
那么从这个基督，你看到我们在一起吃饭，突然间有人来的时候呢，彼得就离开。不但彼得离开，那一些犹太人也跟外邦人离开，不但是犹太人跟着彼得离开，还有巴拿巴也假装离开了。And
it's like when we're having a fellowship lunch and someone comes in. And here we see that Peter has moved away from those people. He's gone with the people who have just come. And he has distanced himself from the Gentiles. But not only him, we see that even Barnabas has been influenced by his behavior towards the Gentiles.
所以现在你知道保罗所面对的问题有多大吗?
So do you see now the magnitude of the problem that Paul faced?
保罗在传一个福音说我们是因信称义。
Paul was sharing the gospel that about us being justified by faith.
那么现在呢，有一群人来的时候呢，彼得教会的支柱彼得离开了。那么这些人是谁呢？是雅各的人。哎呀，这个是教会里面两个支柱，一个是大使徒彼得，一个是大使徒这个雅各的人呢，一起离开，不但是离开，而且呢，巴拿巴也离开。现在就是 保罗对还是这些人对，你知道吗？这些人就是等于这些很有名望的人离开，就是说，哎，我不要跟你们在一起，我们要离开。所以保罗现在要面对的是这个大使徒保罗，还有雅各，还有巴拿巴这些人全部跟他分开了。保罗就是感觉到非常的气愤跟孤单。Now
here was the magnitude of the situation. You had the pillars of the church, Peter. And not just Peter, but the folks who came from James, and so James as well, who were leaving and setting a distance between themselves and the believing Gentiles. But not just these two pillars of the church, but also Barnabas being led away by them. Here we have Paul on one side, and these well-known apostles and leaders of the church who are standing away.
像彼得怎么，这个保罗应该怎么办呢？
What was Paul supposed to do?
保罗在跟这些外邦人说的，我们信主的人是因信称义，不需要守割礼，不需要加上一些律法，不要加上一些别的东西上去。我们信靠得救呢，是单单是本乎恩，因着信。Paul
was saying to the believers that your faith is based on you are justified by your faith. There is no need to add further laws to your faith, and we are not justified by these laws.
今天有很多人说，哎呀，除了这个信福音之后呢，你要加上这个，你要加上律法，你要加上隔离，你要加上守律法，你要回到犹太教，你要回到这些东西呢，都不需要。我们信主的人在教会里面是自由的。
And we see that happening today. We see that people have added laws, have added certain traditions and routines that are part that they say are part of the Christian life, but that's not the case. The church, we who are in the church have freedom.
所以保罗在这边看见他们所做的东西不对呢，他就说你的行为跟你的信仰是分开的，你没有活出你的信仰来，把它分开。结果呢，保罗说我必须要当面指出你的错来。And
when Paul saw this, he said that Peter's faith and his actual life did not match, And therefore he said, I needed to oppose him to his face.
所以保罗必须要当面当众在众人面前指出他的错来。
In fact, he says, I opposed him to his face amongst everyone else publicly.
所以我们看到我们第一点呢，我们看到他的问题就是彼得。 这个犹太人还有巴拿巴没有活出他们的信仰，保罗就当面指出来，因为他们当面活在众人面前犯这个错误。We
see the problem that Barnabas and Peter and those who came from James had decided to distance themselves from the Gentiles. Paul saw, and they did this publicly, Paul saw that this was wrong and incongruent with the gospel, and therefore he had to oppose them to their face and public. So we must be careful. Our gospel is precious. And we must be steadfast about our faith.
我们信耶稣呢，得救是本乎恩赐，单单靠相信，而不是要加上别的东西。
Our faith is entirely based on our belief.
有很多人开始加上，哦，你一定要洗礼，哦，一定要是这个方式还是那个方式。
We need to be very careful about it because people will add certain things to that belief or condition.
有些人说你来的教会呢，不可以留长头发。
Such as baptism, some people even say that if you come to church, you cannot keep long hair.
有些人说你来教会的时候一定要穿这个西装。
Maybe they say you have to put on a suit if you come to church.
有些人说你来教会的时候一定要穿这个你的长裙一定要盖过膝盖或者要盖到要穿长这个衬衫这种衣服要盖到你的袖子呢还有各方面要盖到全部。
They say ladies need to be fully covered, skirts need to be at the ankle, and sleeves need to be at the wrist.
是的，我们不认为必须要这样，但是上次我们有讲过，我们来教会的时候，特别我们现在的弟兄姐妹，特别是姐妹，我们来的时候要庄重，不要太暴露。
Now we have dealt with this last week, and we did say, yes, indeed, the Bible doesn't say or put these conditions on your faith. However, we did say that, especially when you're coming to church, and especially the sisters, dress modestly.
我们在一些事情上面我们很坚持，但是来的时候却穿得非常暴露。这样的话呢，不能够表现出我们敬拜跟庄重来到神面前的这种worshipful这个敬拜的态度。
Now we might stand firmly on certain aspects of the truth, but when we come to church and we may not be dressed in a worshipful manner, it's hard to stand for those truths.
那么我问大家，上次我们跟大家讲过，如果是男弟兄留辫子可不可以？
At the same time, last week we talked about how could we ask, can men keep ponytails?
所以我们讲说，到底你如果你留辫子，你就说他留辫子，他不可以在我们教会里面。
And maybe you say, oh no, he's got a ponytail, he can't come to this church.
如果他纹身呢？ Tattoo.
What about if he has tattoos?
如果他有纹身，我不赞成纹身。不过如果他有纹身的话呢，他可以在我们教会当中吗？
I personally don't agree with tattoos, but if he has tattoos, can he not be with us?
如果他抽烟呢？
What if he smokes?
如果他喝酒呢？
What if he drinks?
你要知道这些东西呢，是不是说你有这些东西呢，你就不可以来到我们教会？
You need to ask yourself, is it true that if you do these things, you cannot come to church?
我们要问自己这个问题，信仰到底是什么？
You need to ask yourself, what exactly is your faith based on?
我们的信是信什么？什么东西使你得救？你是不是说，你要信耶稣可以，你把这个纹身全部跟他擦掉，你才能够信？
What is your faith based on? Is it that if you have a tattoo, you need to laser it off before you can believe in Christ?
你如果信耶稣，你一定要把你的抽烟戒掉，不然你不能信耶稣。
If you believe in Christ, you must stop smoking, otherwise you cannot believe in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们要很小心，我们的信仰是必须要来持守的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful to guard this faith that we have.
刚才讲到这个男生，这个男孩子有这个辫子的问题。
So we talked about men having ponytails.
上次我们跟大家讲的时候，就是我在美国看到，为什么有大牧师大会里面有牧师有长辫子的？原来他是美国的印第安人。
And I said to you last time that at a pastor's conference, I saw a man, a pastor in fact, with a ponytail. And then I realized after that he was in fact an an American Red Indian.
所以我这个律法主义性跟他讲说，哎呀，你不应该讲，你是牧师，你不应该有辫子。
And if I were legalistic and I based my faith on the law, would I have gone to say, hey, you're a pastor, how can you have a?
后来我自己觉得惭愧，原来我错了。他是从那个环境里面，当然他长辫子，他有留辫子，这个是很自然的事情，我不应该因为他有留辫子就轻视他。
But when I realized his ethnicity, I realized my wrong because that was part of his culture, and I cannot tell him and insist that my culture is better than his.
所以另外呢，我们看到有些弟兄，不单是有辫子，有些这么些纹身的人呢，他们能不能来教会呢？
What about people with tattoos? Can they come to church?
上一次呢，我不知道大家有没有注意到，很多我们在开始的时候，有一些印度人来到我们当中。
I don't know if you remember, but when we first started, we had Indians join us.
如果有印度人来的时候，你一定觉得很奇怪，哎呀，有印度人来，而且呢，但是那个味道不很好。
Maybe you might say, it's strange that we have Indians among us. And maybe the scent that they use offends your nose.
但是呢，我们要注意，这是不同的文化，我们要尊重它。这个是他们喜欢某一种这个香料，这个就是他们的文化。我们要超越这种文化的隔膜。But
we must understand and respect their culture. In fact, our faith needs to transcend culture.
好像戴德森去中国的时候呢，你看他去了中国，要向清朝的人传福音，他竟然留起辫子来。
We see Hudson Taylor, who went to China, and we saw that he himself adopted the dress sense of the people there. He himself had a ponytail.
所以我不是说你可以抽烟，我不是说你可以喝酒，我也不是说你可以纹身，这些东西不是重要，但是福音最重要。
I am not saying go out and get a tattoo, go out and get some alcohol or cigarettes. What I'm saying is the gospel is what's at stake.
所以我们很小心。 有一些传教士在非洲传教，或者是在这个森林里面传教，你要碰到的许多问题，怎么解决呢？
But we must be careful because there will be missionaries who go into tribal areas in Africa and other parts of the world. How do you deal with these situations?
你有没有到过一些非洲这个黑人的这个聚会里面？ 我们聚会呢非常近，非常庄重，大家都不出声。但是你来到，如果你到一个黑人的教会，你一开始讲话的时候就会 amen amen amen， 很多人拍手，有人摇手顿足等等。
Have you been to a Black American church? Our services tend to be very quiet and kept down. But when you're in a church, a Black American church, the minute you start talking, people are saying amen, say people are saying hallelujah and responding to you.
所以请问哪一个对呢？
Which is right?
没有绝对的。
There isn't a right or wrong.
信仰中，信仰它的 theology， 它的教义，它的信仰，它的神学是最重要，其他的不重要。
The point is their theology, and that's what's important, is what they're preaching right. Everything else is secondary.
我们有一些弟兄在美国念书的同学，去了非洲之后呢，他在非洲的土人里面呢，没有乐器。 只有鼓，请问可以还是不可以？
We went to I have friends from a seminary in America who went to Africa, and in their congregations they have no other instruments but drums. Is that okay?
所以在那边的环境里面，他们做的，他们所唱的诗歌，有些人说，你的唱的诗歌不可以，你唱的诗歌不是这个hymn，是这个赞美诗，你唱的诗歌，像我们在中国唱的那些诗歌呢，根本就没有赞美诗，他们唱的呢，基本上就是他们都没有这个把这个文化带进去，请问可以还是不可以？
And if when we go to China, the songs that they sing aren't in our hymn books. Can we insist that they sing our hymns?
你看看我们苏联的弟兄，你看看我们中国的弟兄，你看到非洲的弟兄，他们都在不同的文化里面。弟兄姐妹，我们要注意，这些都不重要。
We see our brothers from China and from Africa and other parts of the world. They do different things. Brothers and sisters, these things aren't important.
最重要的就是我们的信仰，我们的神学，我们的教义要清楚，这个福音是对的，其他的我们可以。
The crux of the matter really is our theology and our faith. Everything else is not necessarily a debate.
所以呢，记得吗？我们在教会里面，我们这个有这个圣经这个特会Bible Conference， 我们请了上去年我们有11个这个不同国家的人来。我们盼望有一天我能够带一些印度的牧师过来，带一个非洲的牧师过来，我们带苏联的牧师过来，你就会发现我们主的教会多大。其实我们能够超越语言、超越文化、超越人的限制，最重要的是这个福音不可以变。
Sometime last year we had our Bible conference and we had guests, we had people from 11 different countries. And I wish that one day we can bring pastors and leaders from all around the world, that they would gather here together and they would have different cultures, different languages. What's most important is the unity of the gospel.
So we need to find the gospel. Our gospel cannot be changed.
What we need to guard is that our gospel is not changed.
我到别的地方去，他们不打领带，我就穿不打领带；他穿短裤，我就穿短裤；他们穿拖鞋，我就穿拖鞋。我不需要用什么来方式，但是我的福音是绝对不能够更改。
When I travel overseas for to preach, if the natives or if the locals wear shorts, I will wear shorts. If they wear slippers to their gatherings, I will wear slippers. It doesn't matter to me. I don't need to change that. But I cannot change the gospel.
其实有一个事情不用说出国就在新加坡，我到别的教会，特别有一间教会我去呢，我非常注重它。每天主日祷告的时候呢，全部的人都跪下。
In fact, you don't even have to go so far. Close to home, when I'm at a church, at one particular church that I preach at sometimes, every Lord's Day, when they come together to pray, they all get on their knees to pray.
你看到吗？这是他们的文化，这个是他们的做法。其实我觉得我一直想，叫我们弟兄姐妹全部跪下。
This is their practice. This is their culture. Sometimes I think to myself, maybe we should do that.
啊，这个是代表在神面前的虔诚，对不对？
And that it demonstrates a sincerity and a humility before.
不过我没有告诉他我跪的脚很痛，我的膝盖很痛，不习惯跪。
But I didn't say to them that my knees and my legs were painful as I was kneeling.
但是他们那边老人家全部都跪的。
But even the old people in their churches do that.
当然他们，我们不能够批评啊，你这样做很注重外表，还是你这样做你比我们虔诚，但是。主非常祝福那个教会。
And perhaps you will say, oh, this church is all about the form of worship. But God blesses that church.
他们非常认真的传讲福音，非常认真的来教导圣经，所以我们看到主非常祝福他们。
And they've been very serious about studying the Bible, and God has blessed them.
所以彼得在这边，我们看到彼得呢，他说我们要讲这个福音，这个福音是我们因信称义，但是他的行为呢，却跟这个的他的信心、他的信息违背。
And Peter's right there with Paul, and he says, yes, our faith is we are justified by faith and faith alone, but his life did not show the same.
为什么彼得要离开呢？为什么要彼得要跟外邦人隔开呢？
Why did Peter separate himself from the Gentiles?
为什么他们要装假呢？
Why was he hypocritical?
所以在这边你看到，在这个我们的加拉太书第二章这里，他说呢，因为怕什么呢？他怕这个从这个从雅各来未到这些人是因为害怕他们。
Why did Peter do this? In verse 12, it says, because.He feared the circumcision party.
因为他们怕第22节说，因为怕奉割礼的人。
Fearing the circumcision party in verse 12.
为什么他怕奉割礼的人呢？
Why was he fearing them?
因为他传讲的是不需要这割礼，但是有割礼的害怕，怕什么呢？可能怕他的名誉受损，可能怕他自己的信仰不够完整。
Why was he fearful when the gospel that he preached was that we were justified by faith alone? Perhaps he was not confident. Perhaps he felt peer pressure.
可能他没有这个，他要 popularity， 让人看他的非常 popular， 非常受人尊敬。
Perhaps he wanted to be popular and he wanted their praise and acceptance.
所以在这边你看到保罗面对使徒彼得，还有这个雅各的人，还有巴拉巴，全部退去。而且呢，是在众人睽睽眼睛看着的时候，他们离开，这么大的这个 mistake， 这么大的错误呢，保罗必须要 在公开的场合来跟他对峙。
And this was a scene that Paul was faced with, him versus Peter, James's people, as well as Barnabas, out in the open, where, for all eyes to see. Therefore, he had to also publicly rebuke Peter.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你一件事情。如果你看到弟兄犯错的，我们第一件事情要私下去找他，不要在公开场合来找他。
So brothers and sisters, this is important. If we see that a brother or sister has done something wrong, we must be careful to personally and individually speak to them.
但是呢，如果这个公开的场合，如果公开挑战，他就不需要公开回答。
But if it's a public arena and everyone's there to hear and see, then a public response needs to be made.
所以在这边是公开的，当一个人进来全部离开，这个错误太过明显了，所以他必须要公开说，你这样错，不但是错，你已经违背我们的信仰，违背我们的福音，我必须要公开指责你，指责谁？哇，这个是大使徒彼得啊。
And this was in public, this was so apparent to everyone that as this group of Gentiles, group of Gentiles came, Peter, Barnabas and these Jews had left, and there was no way but for people to say, you are, what you're doing is against the gospel.
所以我们讲到这里的时候呢，我盼望你能够感受到保罗心中的那种孤单跟那种焦急。
And I really want to impress upon you how Paul was feeling. He was all alone on this side of the fence, while the rest were on the others.
所以当我们想到保罗在这个时候面对大使徒保罗，还有雅各，还有巴拿巴这边的人的时候呢，所以你再看回去看第一章第八节的时候呢，你就明白我他为什么这样讲。
He was standing against the great apostle Peter and James, as well as Barnabas, and that anxiety that he felt, or the weight of that problem, is what gives us a sense of, or what gives meaning to chapter 1 verse 8.
在第一章第八节的时候，我们有时候觉得保罗在这边讲话的时候太过夸张，或者太过极端 extreme。那这讲什么呢？在第一章第八节说，但无论是我们，为什么要讲我们呢？他说，就算我保罗再传另外一个福音给你，我也当受咒诅。不管是我们还是天上来的使者，这个不但是天使，而且是天上来的天使啊！若传福音给你们，以我们所传已经所传的不同，就应当被受咒诅。第九节说，我已经说过了，现在又在说，若有人，所以不管是我们是天使，还是有另外一个人呢，传福音给你们，以我们所领受的不同，他就应当受咒诅。当保罗讲这个时候，他在影射。Insinuate 什么呢？彼得也好，雅各也好，巴拿不好，如果传福音跟我们以前，就算是我再传一个跟这个不是因信称义的福音不同呢，我们全部都应当受咒诅。
As we read chapter 1 verse 8 and 9, we may think that Paul has a tendency towards hyperbole, and he uses dramatic language when he says, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. In 9 it says, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. And he has in view Peter and anyone else that would teach you or preach to you a different gospel.
所以在这边的时候，你就会发现他这边已经 hinted， 他在这边已经影射这边有名望的人是谁？这边他说，我不想讲这些有名望的人，我是背地里讲的。其实他在影射，你知道他所面对的对手是谁呢？这个对手可能就是彼得，可能是雅各，或者是他们在站立这个福音上面不够彼得强。他说，我是使徒，我也是使徒，我可以指出你彼得的错误来。不管你是谁，就是天子也好，如果你传的福音不合的，我还是要指出来。
And here his insinuation is that it is Peter, the great apostle Peter himself. In fact, he takes this to the extremes where he says, even if it is an angel from heaven, he refers to people who are well known in the faith. Even if you are of great standing, if someone preaches to you a different gospel, then let him be accursed.
所以在这边我们看到， 保罗非常的坚持，他说，所以他在后面你看到他为什么要强调他使徒的身份，他说我也是使徒，所以我可以指出彼得来，彼得也是错，就算是彼得我也指出他来。
and that's why Paul is so underscores his status as an apostle so heavily, because he's saying that I am an apostle too, and I can point out the fact that Peter was not behaving in accordance to the gospel.
所以来到第二章第十一节的时候，他就说，那这个问题是什么呢？彼得在这边犯错了。所以第一点呢是，那个问题是彼得行的跟福音不合啊，不合啊，跟 not according to the gospel。跟第二，保罗就质问他，这个就是我们的第二点。
And that's where we come to verse 11. It sets up for verse 11 where Paul then sees Peter's life being not according to the gospel, which leads us to the second point.
保罗就质问他 protest, 保罗的 protest.
Paul protests in his face.
为什么要当面呢？因为彼得的错误是非常明显的。
Why did he do it in his face and publicly? Because Peter'smistake was so apparent to everyone.
所以刚才我们讲到说，我们不要，当我们看到有人犯错，我们有意见不合的时候，我们都是私底下好好的谈，不要公开挑战。
And so we said earlier on, if you see someone, a brother or a sister, doing something that may not be according to the gospel, or someone has offended you, do that.Deal with that privately with that person.
但是如果他公开挑战的话呢，我们不需要公开的回应。
But if this is done publicly, then we need to respond publicly as well.
因为这牵涉到所有人的救恩的问题。
Because it doesn't affect just you and that person, it affects everyone else who is part of it.
所以我们问保罗为什么要公开挑战彼得呢？
So we ask Paul, why do you have to do this in Peter's face and publicly?
因为这个问题非常严重。
Because this is such a
weighty problem.
Because this has an implication on people's lives, eternal lives and salvation.
所以而且呢，这彼得所犯的这个错误是公开的错误。
And moreover, the mistake that Peter made was a public mistake.
所以他 deserved a public response. 他必须要用公开去回应他。
And therefore, he deserved that public response. He needed to have been opposed in his faith.
所以你不能够用这段圣经来公开挑战教会。
And so you cannot use this passage to openly disagree with the church.
如果你除非教会真正犯错，你必须要挑战。
Unless the church has truly made a mistake, then you must stand against it.
但是呢，我们基本上呢，就是要最好的做法呢，就是私底下谈明白。原来很多时候呢，其实呢，我们当中呢，在真正你对那个问题、神学的问题呢，研究的多少。如果你研究的很多，你研究的很多，你跟牧师、跟教会的领导一起讨论明白之后，不要在公开的场合这样挑战呢，会引起许多的迟到，很多人跌倒。
So if there's a genuine disagreement, then you would get back into the word, research the issue, study it, and if your conviction is still there, then take it to the leaders of the church, take it to the pastor, and privately deal with that disagreement. Do not do it publicly.
当然，如果他传另外一个福音呢，我们必须要公开的挑战他。
But if the church and its leaders preach a different gospel altogether, then we need to openly stand against it.
然后呢？我们所以在今天这段经文里面，我们的大纲呢，第一的就是他的问题 the problem， 第二呢就是他的 protest， 保罗的这个质问，当面质问彼得。
So first two points are the problem, number two is the protest, and that means Paul's opposition to Peter.
那么第三呢，保罗的原则是什么呢？
The third point is what is Paul's principle？
我们回来看我们的第二章加拉太书第十二章。我们看第十四、十五节，我们先看先看十四、十五节吧。他说：“但我一看他们的行为不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：‘你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？’”第十五节，我们生来是犹太人。不是外邦的罪人， 既然知道人称义不是因行为因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了耶稣基督，基督耶稣使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的没有一个人因行律法称义。我们停在16节。
But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? Verse 15, we ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus, in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified.
所以重点是在第十六节。
The key point here is in verse 16.
因为十六节讲到因信称义呢，重复了三次。
Because in verse 16, he repeats justified by faith 3 times.
所以他说因第十六节说因既知道人称义不是行律法。乃是信耶稣基督，连我们也信了，使我们因信耶稣基督称义，不是因为行律法，因为凡有血气的，没有一个行律法称义。你会发现，他重复了，重复，重复了，再重复。
Three times he repeats this in slightly different language. He says, first of all, that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus. He says this again when he goes further down to say that we also have belief in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Finally, at the very end of the verse, he says, because by works of the law, no one will be justified.
所以在这边他重复了三次。
He repeats himself 3 times in this one verse.
第一次是一个一般性的教导。
The first time he says this as a general statement or teaching.
他说人称义，第十六节，人称义不是因律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。
He says that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Christ.
所以，那么第二次呢是 very personal， 他是第二次非常个性，他不是一般上，他说我也信了，我们也信了，所以在这边他讲到说什么呢？连我们也信了耶稣基督，使我们因信称义。
And the second time he does this, it's a very personal argument where he said, even we, so we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith.
然后第三次呢，这个是更加肯定说，再一次的，他说这个是 universal， 这个是以普世性的，他说呢，没有一个人啊，没有人因行律法称义。
And then the final time that he says this, he applies this to, it's a universal argument where he says, no one will be justified by the works of the law.
什么意思呢？
What does he mean?
他说我们信耶稣就是我们单单信耶稣就得救了。
He says, all we need to do is to believe in Jesus to be saved.
他说连我们也信了耶稣基督。
He says, we also have believed in Christ Jesus.
是不是 believe in Jesus Christ?
Believe in Christ Jesus.
Believe in, 那个 in 很重要。
The word in is very important.
我们华文圣经没有翻译出 you believe Jesus 跟 believe in Jesus 是不一样的事情。第一，我们信耶稣不是知识上信，是我们应该翻译成中文翻译成信靠。所以 believe in Jesus 是说我们不但是头脑相信，我们是依靠他，投靠他，完全的依赖他。他如果不拯救我，我们就死了。
The preposition in is so critical to our understanding of this. In the Chinese version, it doesn't give us that sense, but believing and believing in makes a world of difference. Simply believing Christ Jesus is an intellectual surface level recognition of Christ Jesus. Believing in Christ Jesus really is a depending on for hope and for salvation.
就好像我有人问我你信不信有甘地这印度的甘地，我说我信，不代表我投靠他。你信不信有希特勒，我信。这样你信不信有耶稣，信。这种信呢没有办法，不是耶这个这样的信呢不是使他得救。
For example, if someone asks me, do you believe Gandhi? Sure, I believe Gandhi. I don't believe in Gandhi.And in the same way, I believe in Christ as my hope. I don't simply acknowledge Christ.
所以当我们在讲到说，当你信的时候，这讲的不是在头脑上的信， 你信不信甘地？你信不信Hitler 啊？你信不信毛泽东？我信。但是呢，你信不信耶稣？信。如果是这样的信呢，这样不代表他得救。
So if I ask you if you believe Gandhi, if you believe Hitler, you believe Mao Zedong, sure, I believe in that. I acknowledge that they existed. But I believe in Christ, in that I depend on Him. My hope is in Him.
所以呢，我们的信呢，我们信耶稣，不只是先相信有一个人叫做耶稣在2000年活着。我们 believe 是信靠。就是说我们要依靠，我们要投靠，我们要求他来帮助我们。这个 believe in 就是你必须要完全的 rely and trust in him.
So when we say we believe in Christ, we need to make sure that this belief is not an intellectual recognition or acknowledgement that this person was indeed a historical person that lived over 2,000 years ago. We need to make sure that our faith is built on him and is dependent on him. It is reliant on him for salvation.
就好像我们在六月份的时候，我们要去这个有这个教会的营会，然后我们叫我们的弟兄Glenn 来替我们安排一切。
For example, if, as you know, we're going to church camp in June, and we have left our brother to coordinate all of it.
所以我们把钱交给他，然后我信他会把这些东西做好，对不对？
And so we pass him all our money, and I believe that he will get it all sorted.
所以他必须要完全去安排去一些东西的妥当，然后去安排酒店、安排吃、安排住、安排这个地方给我们能够讲道等等。我们不会每天就问他你做了这个没有，做了那个没有。其实我们根本没有信他。但如果你要依靠他，就是完全他必须要来完依靠他完成跟我们做好他。
So if let's say he's meant to do this and you give him all your money, he has to find a place for us to live, obviously, or to stay in terms of accommodation. He also has to make sure that the meeting room is there and our meals are prepared for and our transport is sorted. Would you then every day go and ask him, have you done this, have you done that, have you done the other? We would in fact trust him to do the work and do it well.
所以这个重点就是我们要信靠他。
And so the point here is that we must trust in him.
那么我很快啊，我要讲17-21节，要很快就把它讲完。
Okay, now briefly, I'm gonna in a snapshot take a look at 17-21.
为什么要很快讲17-21节呢
？Why am I gonna do this quickly?
因为保罗很生气。
Because Paul's really angry.
啊，他讲生气的时候呢，他讲话呢讲就加快了，而且他的这个文法呢也不是很准确。
Because Paul is upset, he's angry and he's emotional. He speaks in a language that is also emotional, but also
hard to understand.
Hard to understand.
啊，我们讲的意思是说，他讲的时候呢，他急，他就讲的时候呢，你会发现这段经文呢，很多解经家说，哇，很难解他的希腊文，他把东西全部挤在一起，然后讲，其实呢。基本上重点就是因信称义，但是呢，要分析这一段呢，并不容易。
And in this state of mind, does Paul write verses 17-21? And it's difficult language because he condenses a lot of the Greek and all of that, and it's a lot of Bible scholars.
所以呢，我要用很快、很简单的告诉你，因为我们不是在上神学课，我不是在解经课，然后也不是在上文法课，一节一节的来跟你解。
And so I want to distill the meaning of this and quickly tell you what exactly he's trying to say.
所以你看第十七节。
So look at verse 17.
他说：“我们若求在基督里称义，仍旧是罪人。难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？”
He says in 17, but if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ not a servant of sin?
啊，他意思说，如果我们叫人因信，如果我们在耶稣基督里是因信称义，我们还是罪人。难道基督叫我犯罪吗？
If he's saying, if we believe in Christ and we're justified by faith in Christ, but I'm still a sinner, can we say that Christ is a sinner too?
所以这边基本上他是在讲断乎不是他。其实你用这，你会知道保罗在罗马书也用这种方式一问一答一问一答的方式的，说不可能这样事情。
And his method of question and answer quite similar to what he does in Romans. His response is, no, certainly not, it's rhetorical.
为什么你, 神使我们称义之后, 你还去做这些事情, 继续犯罪呢? 神叫我们犯罪不可以的。
He's saying, if I'm now a believer and I was my faith is justified in Christ, but I now sin still, is Christ a sinner or a servant of sin? No, he says.
18节, 我素来所拆毁的, 重新建造, 就是证明自己是犯罪的人。
He says, if I rebuild in verse 18 what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor.
我们已经是讲说因信称义不是靠律法，现在还要靠律法，我们才是真正的罪人。
And if we say that our faith is just, we were justified by faith, and then now we're depending on the law, then it just shows that we are sinners.
19节，我因律法是向律法死，可以叫我向神活。 第20节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是 我在基督在我里面活着，并且如今在肉身活着，是因信耶稣基督而活。
19 and 20 says, for through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
基本上是讲说 我向律法死是什么时候死呢？耶稣基督钉死的时候已经向律法死，我就钉在耶稣基督的身上，跟他一起死了。现在活着呢，是因为信耶稣基督活出来。He's
saying that I died to the law when Christ was nailed to the cross. I was nailed to the cross with Christ, and now no longer does the law, no longer am I saved by the law. I'm saved by Jesus, my faith in Jesus Christ.
21节，我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着基督得的，基督就是徒然死了。
He says finally that I do not nullify the grace of God, if for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose.
所以基本上，我们还是回到因信称义的道理。我们得救是因着我们相信主已经预备给我们的救恩，单单靠信就可以得救。
And if you distill the meaning of these few verses down, essentially he's still saying that we are saved by faith.
所以我们不要让其他的东西来加在这个弟兄的身上，使他沉下去。我们是自由的，只要信，真正相信耶稣的基督，真正依靠他，真正相信耶稣要我们悔改，我们就悔改；主要我们依靠他，我们就投靠他，就是这么简单。
We are saved because we genuinely believe that Jesus died for our sins, and we should not burden others with these other laws that cause him to sink. We are free in Christ.
所以我们在信仰上面，我们要持守主给我们的福音，我们在福音上面不能够妥协。
And so we need to guard the gospel. We cannot let the gospel be attacked.
所以保罗为什么这么强硬，这么公开，这么生气，这么这样明显的去抵挡呢？原因是关系到我们的永恒，我们的生命。
Why was Paul so open about his protest to Peter? Why was he so public about it? Because it is an issue that has massive implication on our salvation and on our eternal life.
什么叫福音?
What is the gospel?
福音就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
The gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
我们就得永生。
And therefore we have now eternal life.
不是耶稣为我们的贫穷死了，所以我们就发财。
It is not because that Christ died for our poverty and therefore now we are prosperous.
不是因为耶稣为我的生病死了，所以我可以痊愈。
It is not that Christ died for your illness and therefore now I can live a victorious life.
是的，耶稣是为我死了，死到我有永生，不一定是在今生。所以你看到很多基督徒生病，这是很自然的。我们必须要学习，说有一天可能我们会生病，可能我会死，这是必须要接受的。我们可能通过这个死，通过这个生病，归荣耀给神。有没有可能？有可能的。
So yes, indeed, the Christ will bless us, but he doesn't guarantee that the blessing is earthly or for now. One day we will die, one day we will fall ill, and it is possible that that illness and that death is used by God to glorify him.
我跟大家讲过这个故事很多次，我再讲一次。
I told you this story before.
以前有一次我去跟一个老姐妹，她已经医生已经通知我们，通知她家人说这个姐妹很老，她年纪很大了，已经 医生说只有几天了，你赶快去吧。我们看到那姐妹去看到她的时候，她满身都很多个管子。
I told you the story about an elderly sister who I went to meet, and she had very little time left. The doctor told her family that she had little time left, and when I visited her, she had so many tubes in her.
我很想安慰她。
And I really wanted to comfort her.
啊，但是呢，结果我是被她安慰。
But at the end of the day, it was I that was comforted.
所以我说，姐妹，你知道你要去哪里了吗？
And I asked her, sister, do you know where you're about to go?
很多人在临死的时候不敢告诉死要走的人说他要死了，所以很多时候他没有机会悔改，他也没有机会这个反省。
A lot of people by the side of others' deathbed are afraid to ask them this question. As a result, they don't have the opportunity to repent.
所以我问姐妹，你知道你要去哪里吗？她说我知道。
And so I posed the question to her and asked her, sister, do you know where you're about to go?
她怎么讲知道呢？
She says, I know, but...
她不能讲话，因为全身都是管子。
She said, I know, but how... She couldn't speak because she was just plugged into all so many tubes.
所以她用白板写，我知道。
So she wrote on a whiteboard to me.
她还告诉我，我知道我要离开了，而且呢，我要去见耶稣了，而且呢，我已经安排好我的葬礼，我要我的孙女唱这首诗歌，我喜欢这首诗歌。
In fact, she didn't just write, I know, she wrote that, I know I'm about to go and I'm about to meet Jesus and I have planned for that departure. In fact, I even said, these songs are to be sung at my funeral.
而且她告诉我，我已经预备好了，我很想见我的耶稣，我要离开了。
Not only that, she said to me, I've prepared and planned, I'm looking forward to see my Jesus.
你知道我的感受是什么吗？
Do you know what my reaction was?
我看着她，
I looked at her.
她对将来是非常的实在。
And she has so much confidence in the reality of the future.
我看着她，你的耶稣是谁，我也要信。
And I looked at her and I said, Who is your Jesus? Because I want to believe.
对她来讲，永恒、永去另外地方是非常实在，她活出那个信仰来。
For her, her future was so real that she was living out her faith.
一点害怕都没有。
Not an iota of fear.
而且她对主的盼、主的再来、主面要见主呢，她充满了喜乐。
And in fact, the prospect of meeting her Jesus filled her with joy.
所以我已经准备好了，我巴不得我快点见他。
She says, I'm all prepared and I really want to meet him.
这个就是活出你的信仰来。
That's living your faith.
你看到他呢，我说，哎呀，我能活到这样更好。
And you ask yourself, if only I could live like that.
你看到吗？苦难不一定就是不好的东西，苦难就是你的苦难能使你见证永生的最好的机会。
Do you see that pain is not necessarily a bad thing? Pain through pain is your evidence of your faith more apparent.
所以呢，我们知道我们的信仰必须要把它活出来。
So we need to be living out our faith.
所以我们要坚持我们所信仰，我到底信什么？
I need to be absolutely certain about what is it that I believe.
福音到底是什么？
What exactly is the gospel?
福音是耶稣为我的罪死了，为我的罪复活了。
The gospel is that Jesus Christ has died for my sins and for my sins he rose again.
所以现在我有盼望。
And so now I have hope.
所以我们把这个盼望活出来。
And I live out my hope.
不要活在一个永远害怕死亡的情况之下。
Don't live in constant fear of death.
弟兄姐妹，我再说一遍，什么叫福音？
Brothers and sisters, let me say this again. What is the gospel?
福音是主为我们的罪死了。
The gospel is that Jesus died for us.
怎么样活出来？
How do I live that out?
如果我活出来，如果我的弟兄，我是应该死的人。主为我死了，这个弟兄也是主为他死了。我们应该不要看清，应该彼此接受，彼此相爱，反映出主耶稣给我们的爱。
If I'm saved by my faith, just as my brother is, then I need to be accepting of him.
我们必须要彼此相爱。
We need to love one another.
好像主爱我们一样。
Just as God loved us.
好了，我们的时间已经差不多了，我要很快的来讲这个生活的应用。
Now, we don't have a lot of time left, so I'm going to talk about the application.
这段圣经教导我们什么功课呢？
What does this passage teach us?
这边给我们看到很多功课，不过我想只提出几点。
There's so many lessons to learn, but I will just pick out a few.
第一呢，我们看到连彼得都犯错。
we see, number one, that even Peter made mistakes.
所以连最好的、最有恩赐的教师、牧师也会犯错的。
The point is that even the most gifted of teachers can make serious mistakes.
所以保罗说，就算我老的时候，就算是我在传另外一个福音，你也不可以信，因为这个只有一个不能变动的福音，就是我们手上的这个福音。
And that's why Paul says that even if it's I who gives you a different gospel, you cannot believe.
所以保罗说，就是我，就是天使，还有别人都不可以更改这个已经传的福音。
He says, even if it's me, even if it's an angel or someone else, no one can change this gospel.
所以你怎么样来，连最好最连保罗连彼得都会犯错，这样结果呢？我们还是回到圣经里面，不要单单听人讲，回去看你的圣经。
If even the apostles themselves, Paul and Peter, could make mistakes, then let's go back to the word of God.
神的话不改变。
God's word does not change.
神的话一点一画都不能够不要成就。
Not a jot or tittle will pass away. God's word will be fulfilled.
这段圣经也给我们看到，忠心呢不只是在教义上面准确，在行为上面你必须要反映出你的这个教义。
This passage also teaches us that faithfulness doesn't just include right doctrine. It necessitates right living.
所以你必须要把你的这个 福音呢，你不要讲一套做一套，这个等于虚假，变成假冒为善。
Do not say one thing and do the other. That's hypocritical.
我们就恨这样的人。
And we hate hypocrisy.
我们曾经被这样的人骗过。
Because we've been fooled by people like that.
但是呢，我们要的是就是真实的把这个福音完全活出来。
What we desire is that this faith be fully lived out.
不要做耶稣基督的间谍。
Do not be a spy for Jesus.
他要你在那边做见证，不是要做间谍。He
wants you to be a demonstration or evidence, not a spy.
第三呢，我们看到真理呢比我们的和气更重要。3,
truth is more important than our harmony.
很多人说，哎呀，我们不要相吵了，我们只要彼此相爱就好了。不是的，真理比相爱更重要。
Truth is more important than harmony. Some people might say, oh, let's not fight, you know, let's just be agreeable with each other. No, the truth is so important.
保罗说，这个是耶稣基督的福音，你不能够跟这个违背，就算你跟这个违背，我就不可以跟你合一。
Paul saying to Peter that this is Jesus' gospel and you cannot oppose it. If you change it, then I will separate myself from you.
但是在耶稣基督的福音里面，我们可以合一。
But within the gospel of Christ, we can have harmony.
如果在耶稣基督的福音里面，你穿什么衣服，你有什么发型都不重要。
Within the gospel, you can have whatever dress sense you want, whatever cultures you might have.
但是呢，真理才是最重要的。
The truth is the most important.
最后呢，我们再说一次，我们不要做假冒为善的人，我们必须要把福音活出来。
Finally, let's say this again, that we must have the courage to live our gospel out and not be hypocrites.
我们必须要把主的福音活出来，彰显给众人看。
We need to live it out as a testimony to the rest of the world to see.
不但是我们的口里面，我们的头脑里面，信仰的准确性，教义的准确性，我们神学的准确性，我们在生活上必须要把它表现出来。
Let it not just be the truth that we proclaim in our mouths or in our minds, but we must live it out.
是的，我们是不完全的。
Yes, indeed, we're not perfect.
但是我们不断的学习。
But we keep learning.
主有恩典。
God is gracious.
所以我们教会叫做恩道，又有恩典，又有真理。
And that's why our church is called Grace Bible Fellowship.
Because 用耶稣的爱，用耶稣的恩典来彼此鼓励，彼此的勉励，在走在这条路不好走，因为很容易偏左，很容易偏右。但是我们按照主给我们的恩典走在其中。And
some of us have come out from those legalistic environments or churches, but if God has loved us so much, that we must love each other, we must love one another, and we must be accepting of one another. This road that we walk is narrow and often difficult to walk, and we need to encourage one another to do that. Let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us not nullify your grace, that we will not make nothing of your death, Lord, but Lord, we know that you died in order that we would be saved. You know that, Lord, it is our sins are forgiven by your death on the cross. You are our propitiation, Lord, and you have appeased God the Father for the things that we have done wrong, Lord. May we never choose to rob you of that grace that has been given us. But Lord, we pray that you will help us to live out that grace, that you would help us to live out lives that are true to the gospel, that the world can see just who we are and how we are different, Lord. May you help us to live in harmony here in this church, should we, and may we unite on the truth, Lord. May you protect also this pulpit and our pastor, Lord, that we would be faithful in preaching and living out your word in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.